Welcome to the Awakened Human Podcast, the place to be for highly progressive yet extremely grounded intuitive guidance, energetic support, metaphysical tools, and higher consciousness for highly successful, ambitious, soul-centered visionaries and leaders like you who want to make a global impact and achieve your highest fulfillment by aligning with your soul's true divine agenda and your role in God's plan of lighted creation, and by utilizing your divine gifts, talents, and abilities from the higher realms. We do this by working with the non-physical realms of higher guidance, energy, intuition, and powerful metaphysical tools for healing and transformation. We understand that the real change and transformation that's being called for on planet Earth and in our own lives and our own businesses doesn't come from outside of us, but rather from within. And that the change that we desire to experience in our lives and in our world requires us to change from the inside. I'm your host, Lori Ann Spagna. I'm a best-selling author, spiritual catalyst, intuitive, energy worker, ascension guide, multidimensional channel, animal communicator, visionary, lightworker, and luminary. I have dedicated my entire professional life to helping thousands and thousands of humans and animals all over the world in service and contribution to the light, which is the expansion, the upliftment, the evolution of humanity, to awaken, to uplift, and to align with our true divine source, which exists within each and every one of us. It is my passion, joy, and purpose to share this information, energy, and consciousness with you. Thank you so much for being here today and for sharing time with me. Let's get started. Blessings, brothers and sisters. Hello and welcome. And thank you so much for being here with me today. We're going to talk today about the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. And while this is a very expansive conversation, I hope I can address the core foundations of the feminine and masculine, the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and how that relates to you, your life, and succeeding in your life. And I want to talk about it in relationship to not just spiritual growth and transformation, but why it's so important in our everyday lives and in terms of really thriving in our physical earthly experience, whether it's personally with our family, with our loved ones, you know, romantic interests, relationships, or professionally in our career. Understanding the energetics associated with the divine feminine and the divine masculine and how you can use it in life, how you can apply these energies. I really don't think that anyone is talking about this. I don't think that this is known. Perhaps it is, and I get my stuff mostly really downloaded, right? So maybe to some degree, I'm not aware of what's out there, but from what I can tell, our human society is having so much friction and discord and disagreement. And this, while there's many reasons we could explore that, a huge reason is because the divine masculine and the divine feminine are not fully anchored in everyone. So two masculine energies interacting will always create some form of discord. They will always create some form of disagreement. And this is why I want to explain this better, because most people, you say masculine energies and they immediately think male or man. And that is just not at all what this is about. So let's start with defining the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And let's understand these as energies, because it really isn't directly about the gender. You can be in any gender body, however you show up as a gender, even if you choose to be or define yourself to be non-gendered, that's okay, right? That is not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the energetics of feminine and masculine and how understanding and beginning to cultivate these energies and utilizing these energies within yourself will serve you in amazing ways in life and in business. So in your personal and professional life. So let's define this. the masculine energy is the energy of, we could call it force, the force. So we could also call it the doing. We could also call it action, taking action. We could also call it the energetic of even intention or some form of deliberate push. So it's action, it's doing, it's force. It is an experience, an energetic experience of utilizing energy in motion with a kind of, with or without an intention behind that motion. So when someone is taking some form of action, they're utilizing energy with a type of force, right? A doing. That is masculine energy. At least that's the way I understand it and have learned it from my own divine team. And obviously, women can use that, right? Women have that energy within us. It's not about gender, and so do men. Now, feminine energy, on the other hand, is more of being and allowing, accepting. Feminine energy is, the best ways are being and allowing to describe it, but it's also the energy of acceptance. It's a softer energy. It's still a doing energy, although being is just being, right? Just being, just allowing, just accepting. Understanding could be associated with that. A softer kind of flow. It just is. So if we define these, masculine energy is the doing. Feminine energy is the being, the existing. So feminine energy, in a sense, is all that is. Like oxygen is just oxygen until it's breathed in. That's masculine, right? So masculine energy is what you do with the all that is. So if we can understand that as the fundamental operating of how I'm defining this, then we can see how we can begin to utilize this. But let me just say, again, just like with the masculine energy, feminine energy, it doesn't matter what body you're in. If you're a man and you're just in a space of accepting and allowing, not forcing, just being, that's you using feminine energy. Doesn't matter what gender, okay? So I want that to be clear. But now the goal, in a sense, of an ascending and awakening being or someone who is going through a process of awakening and transforming is to learn how to utilize both energies appropriately. And this is part of leveling up and part of becoming more conscious, because the old paradigm really is an overly masculinated reality. It's an overly masculinated, and we are including gender in this definition of old paradigm, is overly patriarchal, overly masculinated, male-dominated society, that our old paradigm is all about doing. Everything that we did. And if you're a business entrepreneur who, and I've gone through this, where you just felt like you were doing everything you could do, you've done everything you could, and you're like, or even if you're not a business entrepreneur, but you're trying to accomplish anything in your life, you've been doing it all, that's because you were overly utilizing masculine energy. Now, by contrast, a great example is people who are starting to use manifesting tools and techniques and the ability to manifest. A lot of those people are starting to recognize, like if they visualize, that's bringing in some of the feminine energy, because in a sense, they're just being and they're working with their consciousness to see and perceive energy do what they want it to do through their visualization practice, right? So that's a great example. Manifestation oftentimes is a conscious, deliberate intention to combine the masculine energy of doing with the feminine energy of being, right? Visualization is a good example, or various types of manifesting. But if you're a person who has tried so hard to do and to accomplish, and you're throwing your arms up and you're like, this isn't working, it's chances are because you have not been utilizing feminine energy in an appropriate and balanced way. So let's look at a few examples of how this relates to your relationships. Take any relationship you have whether it's a familial relationship or a romantic relationship or a business partnership with a colleague or a client, a student or whatever, if there is any form of friction in any area, that friction is almost always because both parties involved are using masculine energy. So let's say one wants to be heard and get their point through and is talking, wants to be right, and the other wants to be heard, wants to get their point through, wants talking, wants to be right. I'm right, you're wrong. You're wrong, I'm right. That's a good example. There's friction. You see this in the world stages, of course. This is how conflicts globally are started. And this is a root cause problem, in a sense, of why we see wars in the world, because you've got two overly masculinated sides who are entirely right in their perspective, and they're only using masculine energy. And eventually, when masculine energy builds, and there's not enough feminine energy, that friction escalates and, of course, can lead to other types of challenges, even global war, some kind of war. And so obviously we don't want that. That's not what we really want. So we have to learn how to utilize feminine energy. So what does feminine energy do? There are four token energies you can always call upon when using feminine energy. Four energies that are so good. Understanding, accepting, allowing, embracing, agreeing. That's another one. Okay, what do I mean by these? Let me make this clear. Understanding. You don't have to understand what the other person is saying, thinking, or feeling in order to understand. What do I mean? Let's just feel into the energy of understanding. Here's what it feels like. Ah, I understand. Ah, I understand. Now, you don't have to understand them to offer feminine energy of understanding. They could be saying something you don't understand, but you understand that they have a point of view that is based in their point of view, and it's a masculine energy. And you know in that moment, you need some feminine energy to neutralize that friction. Ah, I understand. Feel that. Feel when I say that. You can feel that. Energy is different from, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. Here's my point of view. I'm talking at you. I'm talking at you. I'm talking at you. This is right. I'm right. You're wrong. That's like more a little frenetic masculine energy. I'm intensifying it to make the point. Understand. And understand, you don't have to understand them. You have to offer the energy of understanding. Ah, I understand. And now in the old paradigm, understanding is perceived to be making yourself less than. I understand you. I'm going to stand under you. But in the new paradigm, it's a way of restoring harmony. Because you understand two masculine energies will go to conflict and create friction. If you want less friction in your life with your friends, your families, your loved ones, your clients, your students, your colleagues, your boss, ah, I understand. Okay, if you don't like that word, here's another feminine energy we talked about. Accept, acceptance. Ah, okay, well, this is what it is. This is what it is. This is what it is. This is just the way it is. Feel into that. That's acceptance. Ah, okay. Okay, I accept it. I accept what you're saying. Doesn't mean you have to agree. Doesn't mean you have to understand. But you're in the energy of acceptance. You're offering that energy to bring more harmony and balance so that there's no friction. This is going to help you in relationship dynamics. Okay, here's another one. And I want to talk specifically, if you're a coach, why this is so important. All right, let's go to another one. Agreement. Now, agreement does not mean you have to agree. It doesn't mean you have to agree. This tool is so amazing for helping when you're a coach or a healer or a mentor. You just offer agreement. Here's what agreement sounds like. Of course, yes. Ah, of course. Feel into that. Of course you feel that way. Of course that's how you see it. Yes. That doesn't mean you have to agree with them. That doesn't mean you have to understand. You're offering the energy of agreement. Sometimes I've been with people who are so highly disagreeable that I have learned this. I've learned this as a coping mechanism because I didn't enjoy all the disagreement. So I started to realize that I could just offer them the energy of agreement by getting out of their way while they're disagreeable and just being in the energy of the disagreement. And if it was called for me to say something, I would say, ah, yes. Something that you could even say, I hear you. I hear you. That's another form, energetically, of feminine energy. I hear you. Wow. Okay. It's a form of agreement. Doesn't mean I agree with what they're saying or even with the way they're saying it. I'm using the tool of energy to neutralize the friction if I choose to, because I don't personally enjoy friction experiences. And I don't personally think we're meant to take those into the new paradigm. And I don't personally think that anyone really enjoys friction experiences. But because we've been raised evolving through or experiencing this old paradigm that is overly masculinated, everybody's always in friction. They're just in so much friction because there's not enough feminine energy. Can you see how utilizing this in your coaching program, in your mentorship program, with anyone you're speaking with, how this can neutralize an experience and provide? It doesn't mean like once it gets neutralized, it doesn't mean you can't come in and say, okay, would it be all right with you if I offer you another perspective? Would it be all right with you if I shared my perspective? You can still do that. But you can't do that if the person's in, I'm right, you're wrong, and there's friction there. Friction does not allow for that. So these are energies of the feminine that will support and assist you. Agreeing, offering agreement energy, understanding, and offering like, yes, of course. That's another form of agreement energy. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. Now, I can tell you, I've been doing healing work with people as a healer, healing traumas, mostly emotional and mental traumas that people carry so much emotional and mental trauma. That's just part of that old paradigm. We're just full of trauma and we're here healing it. And so through the practice of just giving someone the right that is rightfully theirs anyway to feel or experience or hear or be whoever they are by offering them agreement is a phenomenal healing tool for them. And they can finally feel heard or listened to or understood, which if they're in a wounded state or a traumatic state, that's what they need. So give it to them. Ah, yes, of course you feel that way. Of course. Oh, it makes so much sense. This is agreement. This is understanding. This is acceptance. I totally accept that's the way you feel. I totally get it. Totally get it. That's the way you feel. It doesn't mean you like it. It doesn't mean you agree. But when you say, I totally get it, that's how you feel. You're giving them the energy of the sacred feminine that has been missing from humanity for so long, which has bared so many traumas, you see? People carry trauma because they're missing the feminine energy. Because that old paradigm was so over-masculinated. So people never felt heard. They never felt understood. They never felt listened to. They never felt right. They never felt cared for. And just by you bringing in a feminine energy, you're giving them something that perhaps for lifetimes they didn't get, that they needed. And maybe even you've needed it too, because you've been in friction with somebody maybe, if you're listening to this. I know that's how I learned this, because I had so much disagreement around me, so much discord growing up, that I learned it as a coping mechanism to avoid fights, to avoid triggering people. But I realize what a powerful tool it is, not just as an avoidance tool of fighting, but as a practice of helping others. As a coach and a mentor, it's a tool I use. And how much it really has helped me when I've even offered it to myself. So there have been times, and this is the feminine energy, there have been times where someone didn't understand me. Someone didn't listen or honor what I was saying. Someone couldn't give me that, and I would give it to myself. I'd put my hands on my heart, and I'd just go within, and I'd say, Lori, I'd take a breath, and I'd say, of course you feel this way. Of course. I hear you. That kind of validation, that feminine energy, it is needed on the planet. It is needed right now. And if you're a coach, if you're a mentor, or if you're a human, and I think you are, and you're having any kind of discord in your life, and you want to bring in more balance and harmony in your relationship dynamics, or if you want to level up your coaching, start utilizing these tools. It doesn't mean that the discussion can't go on. It just means that you're leveling the ground, the playing field, so that the friction is removed, so progress can be made. And after all, that is what evolution is about. It is about us making progress. And part of understanding how to embody more of the feminine energy and apply it is really necessary for us as an evolving species. We can't just keep plowing through everything, plowing down everyone, saying our way is the right way all the time. Our way is the only way. This is the balance to that. And this is a way we incorporate that kind of energy in our lives and in our businesses that will not only bring about more harmony, but will allow us to make more progress. Because when one is heard, understood, accepted, allowed, acknowledged, which is the feminine energy that does that, then that one can breathe, relax, and move forward. And so can the one who offered it, knowing, I just offered this feminine energy, this acceptance, this allowance, this acknowledgement, this willingness to this person to hear, to recognize, to acknowledge, to allow, to understand. And that feels so good. It feels good to both giver and receiver. So I hope this has been helpful to you. There is a lot more, of course, to explore and expand upon when we're talking about feminine and masculine energies. But I just wanted to offer this today because I know so many of you are healers and coaches and mentors and entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and visionaries and light leaders. And this is really what people need. This is such a huge part of how we can improve and enhance our services and our contribution in the world by learning how to utilize energy and how this can really improve. And you will be amazed, even if you're just an everyday person who's learning that maybe your spouse or your child or your teenager is fighting with you. And if you start learning to utilize this and applying it, you will see amazing results. So with that, I hope this has been helpful to you. I want to say thank you so much for being here, for participating. And as always, if you like the show, please share it and leave comments and leave notice and let us know. Let us know what else you want to hear about so we can cover it in future shows. It's my pleasure and honor to be with you here today. And I want to say thank you again for sharing time and sacred space with me. And I'm going to sign off for now. Until next time, farewell. Bye bye. Thanks so much for listening today. If you loved the show and if you benefited in any way, if it helped you to up-level or expand your consciousness, if you gained any new insights or ideas, if it made you think or become more aware, or if there were some strategies or intuition that you may have benefited from in any way, would you please do me two easy and simple favors? First, if you would be willing to leave a review, it would mean the world to me. I'd be so grateful. And second, if you're willing to share this show with anyone else who would benefit, you can either post it on your social media or just email it to someone and share it with another person or any other people. It would be so awesome. This kind of thing is so helpful in expanding consciousness on the planet and helping others to benefit from this kind of teaching, which just simply isn't generally readily available in the mainstream. So sharing it really helps others benefit and helps our planet evolve and awaken. Plus, expressing gratitude and generosity in this way will also expand your capacity to give and receive even more. Either way, I just want to say thank you so much for being here and for participating and for sharing, and overall, just for being the magnificent, the spectacular, the brilliant, the fabulous, the wonderful you that you truly are, and for allowing yourself to be the very best version of you today and every day. All my love and gratitude to you.